Okay, today's daf is Ervin Yerushalmi Daf Dalet, and we are on Gimel Amud Beis, starting from a couple lines up, the two dots on Gimel Amud Beis. Mavui Ukam Umafulash. So the Gemara here is talking about, if you remember, the two types of Mavui, Mavui Mufulash, and Mavui Sasum. Mavui Mufulash means open on both sides, and Mavui Sasum is where it's closed on one side and open on the other side, like a dead end. And what do you need? What do you need? So if it's Mavui Sasum, we said that you need something on the end. You need a lechi or a korah, a cross beam, horizontal, or a lechi, a vertical beam. And in that way, one would be able to be matir the Mavui. And again, we said is the chashash part of you might come to carry from the Mavui to the outside, or you might carry within the Mavui, which then will lead you to carry within the Rishus HaRabim. But if it's a Mavi Mefulash, if it's open on two sides, so then we say that you need a Tzuras HaPesach on one side and a Lechi or a Korah on the other side. You need Tzuras HaPesach is viewed as halachically more. You have a Korah Mikan, Lechi Mikan, Lechi Mikan, Korah Al-Gabehan. You have three, like a door frame. That would need to close a Mavui Mefulash. So what happens if it's Mavui Ukamu Mefulash, what we would call an L shape? You see in the Karban Ha'Eda, there's the picture, there's an L shape. So the question is, how do you view that? It has two openings on the sides, right, the two ends of the L, but if you go straight, you hit a wall. If you go straight from the street, you hit a wall. So what is that considered? Is that considered, is that like a regular Mavui Mefulash? As if it's straight, you had two openings, so then it's the same thing if it's bent. Do you say that? That's Rabbi Yochanan. Or do you say no? It's viewed as two different mavuis. Two different mavuis, and therefore, pashtus, you only need something on each end. It's considered a mavui sasum inside, the end of, by the bend of the L. It's considered closed for both sides. And then it's, open on the side, the ends of the L. So that's the machlokas here. Mavui akamu mefulash. Rabbi Yochanan amar. Nosan lechi v'kore mikan v'osetzuras pesach mikan. Rabbi Yochanan says this is a mavui mefulash, and therefore just like it's not bent, and therefore you can't just put a lechi, right? You need a tzuras pesach. You need a tzuras pesach on the other side. You see the karban eda. Nosan lechi v'kore mikan b'rosh ha'echad. You put on one side, one end of the L, where the street is, you put a lechi or a korah, and on the other end, you put a tzuras ha'pesach. Barosh ha'sheni, d'dino k'mavui ha'mefulash, b'yosher, says the Karban Eda, this is like a mavui mefulash that's straight, u'tar l'shabesh b'chala mavui, and then you can use the whole mavui like a regular case, as if it would be straight. And Reish Lakish argues, Reish Lakish amar nosin lechi o korah u'matir. Reish Lakish says, no, you just put a lechi or a korah at each end. You don't need any tzuras ha'pesach. You put a lechi or a korah at each end, and you view each one as a mavui sasum. Mavui sasum. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. If you look in the Rashba on Daf Vav, where this sugi comes up in the Bavli, he argues on Rashi, right? Because Rashi seems to say Pirush Rashi Zal. The Rashba quotes Shitzorech laak mimuso. Right there, it's quoted in the name of Rav. Rav holds Tarasu kimefulash. Right, Rav says it's like a mefulash, like a Yochanan says here. Suraso kachi shikimin dalad. Pirush Rashi, surach lakmi muso, suras ha-pesach, lefishahi mefulash me'akmi muso lechaveiro. Uki'ilu mefulash l'rishus harabim. V'surach lechi okora l'shnei rashav, hayotzim l'rishus harabim. Says Rashi, giving pshat to Rav, you need a suras ha-pesach in the bend of the L. And then you need a lechi or a korah at the two ends by the street. That's what you would need, says the Rashi. Lefi pirish, according to this, says the Rashba then, chamur mi mefulash. But again, then you would say that this would be even more chamur than a totally open one. Because a regular mefulash, you need a lechi at one end and the tzuras ha'pesach at the other end. And here you need a tzuras ha'pesach and two lechis. Oset suras dilemul fulash gamur oset suras pesach laechad mirashi amavui sal rishus rabim v'lechi okora mitzara acher v'kansar suras pesach ubeiz l'chayayin. According to this pshat of Rashi, that you have to put a suras pesach by the bend and then two lechis on the outside, so that would be even more chumra than a regular. And that you can, this is worse. V'temahu lama echmir alav mimufulash da'alma v'chi ak mimuso mosif alav iser mimufulash gamur. This makes it worse. It seems like it's more closed in, not less closed in. And therefore, he assumes that he's giving pshat, again, Rav, which is like within Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you treat it like a mefulash, which means Sfiras HaPesach on one end and a lechi on the other end. So no, it means Sfiras HaPesach on the inside and two lechis on the outside. No, says the Rashi, but that's not what it means. So mistaverly, tafilu l'rav eino chamer mimefulash da'alma. Ve'eino tzarech ba'ach mimuso klum. You don't have to put anything by the bend of the corner. Ela osat Sfiras Pesach mikan v'lechi v'kar mikan. V'shmuel nami, Shmuel there who is like Reish Lakish, Shmuel nami da'amar torasu kisasum, Kisasim amishavid leik. According to Shmuel, who says it's like a sasim, it's like a real sasim. The einot zorach lach mimusa klum. Again, you don't need anything by the bend. Ela osa lechi v'kar mikan, v'lechi v'kar mikan, l'shtei rashi amavuos, v'chei nirali min ha-Yerushalmi, and he quotes ha-Yerushalmi, which is the Gemara coming up, that by the Shem we will do, we'll do in a few minutes. So that's the machlokes Rashi Rashba about how do you understand. Is there anything going on by the bend? So Rashi says yes, and the Rashba says no. So we'll go with the Rashi shot, which is, seems to be the Pashup shot, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you view this as a mavi mefulash, an open mavi, therefore you put, on one open end, you put the source of Pesach, on one open end, you put a lechi or a korah. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Reish Lakish, no, you don't need any source of Pesachs. Right? You view this as two mavi, sasums, and therefore all you need is a lechi or a korah at the opposite ends. Good. Says the Gemara now, al daiti de Reish Lakish, big shulasos led takana, according to Reish Lakish, if each one of them, according to Reish Lakish, is viewed as two separate mavuis. Unlike Rabbi Yochanan, where it's viewed as one big one. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Chai Kadevsky here says, there's no question here. You for sure need one big shituf mavos. Remember, that's come up in the past, right? We know that we'll have more later on, that by a chatzer, let's say there are houses that go into a yard, into a chatzer. So they need, even though midaraisa is a rishus yachid, is totally enclosed, because there is joint ability to use the yard. So Chazal instituted an Erev Chatzeros. You have to put designate food into one of the houses in order to make them one big happy family. That's Erev Chatzeros. The same thing with shituf mavos. You have houses that go into yards. They have yards that go into alleys. So the alleys have to do a shituf mavos. A shituf between the alleyways in order to be able to carry things from the houses to the yards and the yards to the alleys and the alleys back to the yards. So you need a shituf mavos. So the question here is, do both sides of the L, both sides of the alleys, could they make two separate shitufs? Or do they need one big shituf? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, for sure you need one big shituf because it's all one big alley, right? It's like a mavi mefulash, which you clear up with a tzuras of Pesach and a lechi. So you definitely need one. So that's, there's no question, as Rabbi Chaim Kadevsky here says in the third to last line. Dilu Rabbi Yochanan, d'chashav lechad mavui ein erev ashiyar v'kulan. That's for sure. But according to Reish Lakish, that you view it as two, could you have two? Could you have them as two separate mavuis? Would that work? That's the Gemara's question. Al-Dadi Reish Lakish, big shulasos le takana. If they want to make a takana, right? If they want to, or you say, do they have to make a takana? Depending on how you read this. And the Gemara says, because Pashup Shat, you would need one. You would not be able to have two separate ones. Why? Because there is a space which is jointly used. It's not two separate mavuis next to each other. If you look, you see in the, again, the picture of the Karbat Eidah, you see in the corner by the bend, you say that each mavui goes all the way back to the back wall, then that square in the corner of the L is jointly used. And if it's jointly used, so then that's a problem. What do you need a shituf? So the Gemara says, if they both use all the way up to the back wall, so then you should need a shituf. Because isn't that the yesod of Chazal? If you have any place that's jointly used, then you need a shituf. You need an Erev for Chatzeros, you need a shituf for Mavos. Though you have both Rishuyos using one spot, and therefore that should require a shituf. The Gemara says, unless you say that's not true. Unless you say they can't use that square together. Ela, Elu, Mishtamshos, Derech Achmu Mimos, Mukmios, Ve'elu Mishtamshos, Derech Achmu Mios. Unless you say, maybe you make like a diagonal. You make a diagonal in the corner by the L, and there is no joint space. Each of them cannot use to the back wall. They could use only up until the diagonal line that would split it equally, and then Lechara one wouldn't need a shituf according to Reish Lakish, according to that. The Gemara though then ends off with a question that says, no, maybe it's still a problem. Why? Right, we're going to have this yisod later on in the Masechta. There's a concept, I don't remember if we mentioned this in the Hagdama, Nifrit Salamakam Ha'asurla. If you have a rishus that should be fine by itself, but it's totally open on one side to a rishus that's usher to it, that should ruin it. That should ruin the within the rishus itself. So here, even if you want to say that there's a diagonal and there's no joint space, but at one end of this mavui, by the L, it's totally open to a rishus, if I don't make a sheet of mavos with it, to a place where I can't carry into. So that should ruin my rishus. We're going to get to later on, Mishnayis, that you have 2 yards next to each other. And, you know, one's bigger than the other one, and one has some walls that go in on the sides. So we're going to talk about the concept of Nifritza L'makom Ha'asurla. If it's totally, one side is totally open to a place that's usur for to carry in there, that should ruin even the spot that you're talking about. So here too, even if you have a diagonal and there's no common area, still, it should ruin the fact that you'd be able to carry, and therefore the Gemara seems to say, so you shouldn't need a mavui, shita bavos. You shouldn't need a shita bavos, even according to Reish Lakish. And the Gemara ends off, like we just mentioned, from the Bavli, Rav Shmuel, Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Vishmuel, Kereish Lakish. Stop there for a moment. So we're talking about areas of shared property and non-shared property. That's generally a question of Shutzvin. Whenever you have Shutzvin that share a property, the question is how you look at it. Do you say partners, they both own everything, or they each own only half? Like, what if partners are able to use things at the same time or even one after another? This is a big discussion in the Ran. The Ran in the Dharma Daf Memhei. That's a big Ran, one of the more important sources relating to the Sugya Breira. Breira of, if you remember the Yom Shel Shlomo calls Breira one of the deepest and largest Sugyas in Shas, Aruch HaMeyaretz Mida, Rechavim Bin Yam. And the Sugya is, you know, when something gets clarified in the future, are you allowed to see the roots of that clarification in the past? Right, that's the sugya of Breira. And the sugya of Breira overlaps with Asmachta and Tnai. Right, all those three sugyas have to do with future affecting the past. But the Ran there in Nidar Mem Hei Amabez, a big Ran, the Ran has 4 different approaches. There seems to be a stira. Right? This is the sugya Breira, because Gemaras give off different impressions. You have the same Tanoim saying different things. Sometimes saying Yesh Breira, you're allowed to view it in the past. Some say Ein Breira. So stiras between Tanoim and Amoraim, and Gemaras. So the Gemara in Beitza seems to say that you paskin Ein Breira by Dinam Daraisa and Yesh Breira by Dinam Darabanan. Most of the time saying Ein Breira is a Chumra and Yesh Breira is a Kula. That's why maybe that's what it's based on. That Ein Breira by Daraisa and Yesh Breira by Darabanan. But the problem is the Mishnah, the beginning of Ashutfin in the 5th parak of Nedarim, where the Mishnah says, if you have shutfin, partners, that were mudur hanoah from each other, right? They said, you can't get hani hanoah from me, or I can't get any hanoah from you. Whatever, mudur hanoah zeh mizeh. And we both own a yard. So Tanakhama says, neither of them can walk in. Because if I walk in, I'm getting hanoah from you. If you walk in, you're getting hanoah from me. So if we have a jointly owned yard, we can't walk into the chatzer if we're mudur hanoah from each other. And the Blazer ben Yaakov says, no problem. They can each walk in whenever they want. They can each walk in, don't worry about it. And halacha seems to be like Elazar ben Yaakov, that they each can walk in. How could they walk in? Right? Isn't that getting hanoah from the other one? The answer is, yesh breira. When I walk in, it's viewed as, this is now mine. And when you walk in, that's viewed as yours, that we're not getting hanoah from each other. And the question is, that seems so, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds yesh breira, and we pass it that way, but isn't this an issue on a daraisa level? Mudana is a din daraisa, right? So how could the Gemara say that? We pass like a Muslim Yaakov, right? So this is an issue of partnership, like we're talking about by the Mavui. And the big problem is, you know, it seems to be Yesh Breira here, even though we pass the Ebreira by daraisa, that's what Gemara and Beitza says. So the Ran goes through many different, answers, to this, question. Quotes Rabbeinu Tam, maybe we pass in like, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, but not for his reason. We pass an Ein Breira. The reason that it's mutter is because Vitur is mutter by mutter hana. That's not really called hana. Just walking into a yard, you're getting hana from him. So maybe that's why that the Gemara says halacha like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Ran doesn't like that. That's a dachuk. And then he quotes a Rabbeinu Yitzchak. No, we really pass Yesh Breira even by daraisas. Okay, another answer. Quotes the Ramban, who has a fundamental difference between different types of breiras. Different types of breiras. Some breiras is going to be cleared up. What's a classic case of breira? Children divvy up a Yerusha. So you know, after there's going to be clarity, right? Once you divvy it up, clearly I own this and you own that. But here, what is it? It's like we're each going to use the property. That's not really a clarification in the normal sense. And therefore, says the Ramban, you can't quote the different types of breiras related to others. There are different types of breiras, different types of future clarifications. That's what the Ramban says. Again, you saw that one has to analyze more. But the Ran himself says a fourth approach, and he says the Ran, let me find it. Lefichach nirin liadvarim kepashtun. No, this breira is like other breiras. So what's the issue here? The issue here is, how do you look at a shutfis? This is a chiddush. This is, how do you look at a shutfis? Is when you look at a shutfis, the understanding is that each of us assume that when we use it, each uses it, it's theirs for that moment. That's already mehaschala known. That's how we're going to view it. Shutfin halalu b'shah she'lachu achatzer al das kein lachua. You still need Breira because you don't know, at the original time. But because that was the understanding at the original time, it's already kind of like Mavurar already. Kind of like Mavurar already, because when you already started this partnership. So that's another Ran. That Ran is quoted in terms of general shutfis issues, how it's used. Okay, there's a lot more. There's a Rashi in Sukkah that seems to say you can't be a shutaf for less than shave pruta. For less than shave pruta. Can't be a shutaf. That's a good Rashi that talks about, all of Am Yisrael sitting in one Sukkah, and the Menchas Chinuch, has trouble with that. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So we have a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, which is the parallel to the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlakish, but what do you do with the mavi akum? How do you fix it? So the Gemara now says, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlakish, havisharyim b'shakaka d'Rabbi Yitzchak. One time, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlakish were both, right, remember the brothers-in-law, were both in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yitzchak. And there was a case of a mavi akum, and they matered it just with a lechi or a korah, right, without a source of Pesach. Like Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish tilta but kidaite. Rish Lakish used it because he said, this is mutter. This is how you fix the mavi. Rabbi Yochanan lo asar v'lo tiltal. Rabbi Yochanan didn't use it, but he didn't announce that nobody else should use it. Lo asar v'lo tiltal. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Hanich l'mnei mavui. Rabbi Yochanan says, you know what? I'm not going to announce any of this, or just leave him, let him be. They're not going to listen to me anyway. Shehi shogin v'ayim azidin. I'm not going to say anything. Let him at least be shogigs. I think it's wrong. They can't be carrying here, but let him be shogigs, because if I say anything, they're not going to listen anyway. Right? The sugi and the bavli and the basis of taflamid. Mutav shehi shogigim. We'll come back to that, but let's first continue the story. Ma tiltel, lo tiltel, right? What did Rabbi Yochanan do? Did he use it? Did he not use it? Meaning, itamar tiltel, if you say he actually used it, then michlafa shitas Rabbi Yochanan, then he would be going against the shita. He says you can't just fix it with a lechi rekara. Right? He'd go like Rish Lakish. Itamar lo tiltel, and if you say he wasn't metaltel, you asar lo b'nei amavui. Then he should asar it to the whole b'nei amavui. Why? Because, as we just explained, if you have a sheet of mavos in a mavui, everybody gets together as if they're one big happy family and they contribute to the sheetuf. But if Rabbi Yochanan holds that halachically you can't do this, so then he obviously did not contribute to the sheetuf. So his exclusion, if you have one person that's not included in the Erev, that ruins the whole Erev, as we will see. So here too, Rabbi Yochanan should ruin it for everybody else. You want to say, this isn't just a personal thing. He has his bailus. He's part of the mavui, and therefore his not carrying should aser to everybody. So the Gemara, right, even if one resident doesn't participate. So 2 days in the Gemara. 2 days in the Gemara, what happened? How was it that Rabbi Yochanan was able to keep quiet and allow it for everybody else? Rabbi Yochanan bitul reshuso. Number one, bitul reshus. We haven't discussed that yet. Bitul reshus. A person has the ability, if they don't want to participate, they could relinquish their rights. They could be misalik themselves from the Rishus, and that works. We'll see more about that later on. And that's what happened here. Rabbi Yochanan removed himself. He relinquished his rights. I'm not part of this partnership. And therefore, that's how it worked. Number one, Amar of Acha, a different shot. kaf Reish Lakish l'Rav Yochanan v'tiltel. No, Reish Lakish forced, so to speak. I don't think he physically forced him, but he convinced him, and he was able to convince his brother-in-law, his Rebbe, to obey his shita. Kaf Reish Lakish l'Rav Yochanan v'tiltel. And Reish Lakish was able to get Rav Yochanan to be v'tiltel. Therefore, he was part of it. He was part of it. That's the two days in the Gemara. What happened? How Rabbi Yochanan did an aser, right? Either he was mevatel rishus, or he Reish Lakish got it to be metaltel. So Amar Mitanya v'yos. I think Rav Ach is right. V'yos is correct. The second shita. It must be that Reish Lakish got Rabbi Yochanan to admit that to be metaltel. Why? Why? What about the other shita? Why wouldn't he be able to be mevatel rishus? Because there is a machlokas later on. The Gemara here is referring to a Mishnah later on, a Daf Mem Aleph. Right, the top of Daf Mem Aleph, here later on in the sixth parak and parak Adar, where it talks about stukis. If it's stuki is part of the mavui, so what do you do? At stuki. So at stuki, can he be mevatel his rishus? So the Mishnah says he's mevatel rishus, but then there's two versions of what Rabbi Gamliel told his family. Right? Did he tell them, quickly, quickly, once he was mevatel rishus, go and put all of your kalim in the yard? Because if you don't do that, maybe he could retract his bittul rishus. Once you put your kalim in the yard, then it's yours and he can't retract his bittul. So that's one version. But there's another version, the Gemara says at the end, Rabbi Yehuda, that says that, no, the bittul doesn't work. The bittul doesn't work because he's a stuki. And therefore, his bittul rishus is ki'ilu, like he didn't do anything. And, you can't use that. So the Gemara says here, v'yos, my time of the Rebbe Meir. Why does Rebbe Meir say, that one is allowed? You see the Karbana Eda here quotes Rebbe Meir, who is the Tanakama over there. Mishasa rishus of the chaz of a hotzi. If the tzuki came out and, reneged on his, bittul, then he ruins it. But that's why quickly he says, get your stuff out there first before he reneges. So my time at the Rabbi Meir also kishogeg eitzal mesid. Rabbi Meir holds that it would work. His bittul works and he'd be able to renege. But once you took your stuff out, so then if he tries to retract, we treat it like a shogeg. Meaning so he goes out of shogeg, it's not a bittul rishus. So also kishogeg eitzal mesid. If he would try to retract after you put your stuff out, so then that would... So the question is, according to Rabbi Meir, he would be able to retract only if he didn't put your stuff out. But if you put your stuff out, so then he wouldn't be able to retract. So the bittul would work. Also kishogeg eitzel mezid. My time of Rabbanan. Why do the Rabbanan say that the bittul wouldn't work at all? My time of Rabbanan. Mikiva shachashutein lataltachem izidinein. Because we don't trust it's stuki. We don't trust it's stuki, and therefore, even if he says he's going to do something, then we don't listen to him. Kimizidinim, it's ki'ilu, we'll treat even his shogegs like mazes. We don't trust his bittul. So the Gemara says, shouldn't, if the tztuki doesn't, we don't trust his bittul and we wouldn't be able to act on it. So Rabbi Yochanan, according to the first daya, right, that he's mevatel rishus, but if you don't believe in this, that it should work, so then you should say that, his bittul doesn't work. That's a nice euphemistic way of saying Rabbi Yochanan. Basically, Rabbi Tanya is saying, I don't like the first shot. To say that Rabbi Yochanan changed his sheet and he agrees to Rabbi Reish Lakish is fine. But to say that he was Mevatel Rishus, he can't be Mevatel Rishus. Because it doesn't have the same status as a tzuki in a way. You don't want to compare Rabbi Yochanan to a tzuki. That's why you say son and shor Rabbi Yochanan. But doesn't he have the same status? Because he rejects the whole idea that this should work. So the Gemara says, no. Don't compare the two. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, tzuki chashu l'taltel. A tzuki is chashu to be metaltel, and therefore even if he says something, he'll go back on it. We don't trust him at all. V'kol ma'yislecha. What are you going to say about Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan is chashu l'taltel. Rabbi Yochanan says something, he won't do it. Rabbi Yochanan says that he's not going to carry out. He won't carry out. And therefore, don't compare. Even if Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of the Shita, he, l'chore, acknowledges that there's another Shita out there. And therefore, we can trust him and he could have a bittul it can have a bitl rishus. The sugya, yeah, we don't have time to go into all of it now, but the whole sugya, mutav shei shogegin, is an important, sugya. There's an interesting tosfos in, the end of Baba Basra. The end of, Cheskas Habatim in Baba Basra. Daf Samach, the Gemara there talks about how after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, they had all these questions about, you know, whether you should, we should say stop eating meat, we should stop eating, this, we should, stop drinking wine. So the Gemara says there, don't try. Mutav shei shogegin. Right? Mutav shei shogegin. And the Tosfos there says, bedavar she'ein yadua im yekablu kishenimcha bahenim lav, tzorach limchos. If you don't know if a person, they're gonna listen, you have to be mocha. Only if you vadai know that they're not gonna listen. That's the only time that you would say that it would be, you shouldn't say anything. Bedavar she'ein yadua birush lo yekablu, if you know for sure that they won't accept, if you have any type of suffix, then you should say it. Okay, there's a lot more there, but first let's continue. Says the Gemara, are there any other nafkaminas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? So we just had Rabbi Yochanan by the Mavi Akum, right? So Rabbi Yochanan is a chumra, Reish Lakish is a kula. But you'll see from the following, there's a case where it's the opposite. Hayasu kimin ki. What if it's not an L, but it's what we would call a U? Two sides going out. So what would you say there? Would Rabbi Yochanan also say there, that's all one big mavui, right, by a U, or not? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nosan Lechi V'Kore Mikan V'Osit Tzoros V'Azim Mikan. Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan would say, just like the U, just like an L and a U, right? You put a Lechi or a Korah on one side, you put a Tzoros V'Azim on the other side. That's it. That's all you need, right? That's there, just like the L, just like a mavui mafula, straight. So to an L, so to a U. Rabbi Yochanan said, it's all one big mavui. And you fix it with a lechi and a korah on one side, tzoros v'pesach on the other side. Reish Lakish amar afilu kama koros ena matirin oso. Reish Lakish says no. This is a more of a problem. Why? Because let's say you look at each side. You look at each side as a separate mavui, as Reish Lakish did. But then you have the bottom of the U, right? That those people have to walk through the other mavui to get out to the street. That ruins each mavi. As we will see, if you have people going through your rishus, that's not part of your rishus, then you need to do something about that. So here too, this is a chumra for Reish Lakish in an L. So then you look at each mavi separately and then you're good, right? You just put it's kilu closed in the back and you just put something in the front to be able to matir it. But here, if you have the U, not just an L, so then according to Reish Lakish, it's three different mavuis, and therefore the middle part of the U is going to ruin it for the opposite sides. Therefore, you're going to have to do more. You're going to have to put in some Tzoros HaPesachs. Rav Yirmiyah b'shem Rav, mavui shen, new case. That's where you're broken on Reish Lakish. New section. Rav Yirmiyah b'shem Rav, mavui shen nifras b'kenegdo. Let's say, imagine you have a regular mavui sasum, and you closed it up in the front with a lechi or a korah. But then, on the same side as the doorway, where you put a lechi or a korah, part of the wall fell down. Part of the wall fell down. So you have another opening next to the door where you put the lechi and the korah. So mavi shenifratz mikenegdo arba. So up until four tfachim. Up until four tfachim is okay. That doesn't ruin it. Minat sad yosem yeser. But if it's a hole on the side of the mavui, not the side where the doorway is, but on the side of the mavui, then up to ten amos. Up to ten amos, you're allowed to have a pirtza. Chavraya b'shem Rav, lo shanya b'im b'shenego b'im b'shenatzad arba. And others said in the name of Rav, machlokes, what Rav said, right? Others said in the name of Rav, no, even on the side, it's only up to four. Only up to four tachim. Hav en boy meimar, man demar minatzad. So the Gemara says, maybe there's no machlokes here. Man demar minatzad yosem yes, according to the one who has the more makel shita that says you can have up until ten amos on the side. Ha eser, mutter, b'shiesham rochav arba. That's if you have a big section of the wall between the side hole and the front of the mavui. If you have a four tefach wall there, so then you can consider up until ten amos, that break is not going to ruin your mavui. Man demar, mikenegdo, arba, rochav arba. But if the hole on the side is much closer to the front, so then it's going to ruin it, and you only need only up to four tefachim. What's the svar for that? Not 100% clear, but that's what the Gemara says. It depends. You know, if you have more wall between the hole on the side and the front of the mavui, that's better. If you have more wall, that's better. And the Gemara says, lo kein savrinan meimar rav. But this is all in the name of Rav. And we said there's no machlokes. They're talking about it depends how much wall there is left in front. So the Gemara says, but doesn't Rav hold like Rabbi Yochanan? Lo kin sabina mema Rav ka Rabbi Yochanan. The havamina here is, against how we have been assuming, the havamina here is that Rabbi Yochanan's whole svara by mavui akum is not that you view it as one big mavui. That's going to be the Gemara's answer. But if you don't view it as one big mavui, but it's because it's as if it's two mavuis with, you have a breach. You have less than a tenama breach, at the curve. And that's why it's, that's why you have to view it as you can't just have a lechi and a lechi on the two sides. You need a source of Pesach because it's viewed as if there's a breach. But one second. But if we're putting Rav with Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara, what did Rav just say here? As long as you have a four tefach wall between the breach and the front of the mavi, you're okay. So here too, doesn't Rabbi Yochanan says the whole mavi akum, isn't that because there's a breach by the L? And you have a four tefach wall between that spot and the front of the mavui. So Gemara says, no, that's not what Rabbi Yochanan's svara is, as we have been saying. Amar Rabbi Yosi Barbun, kedei lasos kol rishus kachas. Rabbi Yochanan's svara by a mavui akum is that the whole mavui is considered one big happy mavui. Whether it's L, whether it's a U, it's all one big one. It's not because that it's viewed that there's a breach in the corner. And therefore regular case of Mavi Yochanan is not comparable to our case where there's a hole in the side wall. So don't put together Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So at this point, we still kept the idea that there's a chiluk between if you have a breach in the side, whether it's all the way, further down in the Mavui or it's closer to the front. Okay, maybe we'll stop here by Mavi Shenifras Bitzido. We'll start with that next time.